Good evening, everyone. This is Dolores Cannon with the Metaphysical Hour. And this is a live show tonight. This is June the 17th, a few days before summer officially begins, although we've been burning up here all week anyway, ahead of time.
From winter right into summer.
Yeah, then after we start doing all these trips, it's going to be winter before we get back here, but really to stay.
Yeah, because if they'll remember, it was just a few weeks ago that we were talking about how cold it was.
Yeah, because we had all the storms and the rain and everything.
Right.
And then it went right from all that week of rain right into a week of really hot weather. So now we're complaining about this, but we're getting ready to
go. You're complaining. I'm not complaining. You're complaining.
Well, we're getting ready to go on a nationwide tour and up into Canada. I guess we'll talk about that as the show goes on.
Right.
So, this will be the last live show, anyway, for about 6 weeks. But I do want to tell you, we just finished our sixth transformation conference, and it was fantastic.
I know we say that every time, but this one really was. It was just, it topped all the others, energy-wise. It was, there was something very different about this one. And
well, everybody felt it.
Yeah.
They always say this is the best conference they've ever been to.
Right, and they are. They're always fantastic. But this one had something extra special about it. It was the energy. It was the, I mean, usually I'm going along, it's like, you know, because there's so much work involved in doing this and everything, and so it's like, okay, we're almost there, we're almost completed. This one, I wasn't doing that. And it was just like when it actually was done, I was really sad to see it over, and I didn't want anybody to go. It was so, I did not want it to be over.
People say when they're watching it, they don't realize it flows so easily. They don't realize the amount of work that goes into preparing a conference.
Right.
But we had to get, about 14 speakers here, or more than that, get all of them arranged. And it is, anybody out there who has done a conference knows that it is a lot of work. But everything just fell into place. It all did just beautifully. Mm-hmm. And the speakers were absolutely fantastic, and the audience felt it.
Yeah.
They really liked it. But let's talk a little bit about some of the speakers first. Then we've got some other things to talk about. But we want to finish this up because it was it's an accomplishment when you can do it.
Absolutely. And I thought a huge compliment someone gave was they said, this isn't a conference that we put on. These are events. And I think that's what is. It doesn't feel like your run-of-the-mill, you know, go listen to speakers or something. It is something different. It is like you attend an event. And so I think, you know, because it's a whole package that you're going to. And then maybe that's part of the specialness about it. I don't know.
That's what they were saying. It is an event.
Yeah, it's an event.
And you could feel it. Every speaker had tremendous energy and was
Absolutely.
Really charged with it. But our keynote on the first day was Dee Wallace.
Right.
And she's a real firecracker.
Oh, she was excellent. It was nice to meet her.
Well, I met her already. You have.
Right, and I get to meet her some more.
Yeah, because she's going with us on this tour. But she was bouncing all over that stage. She has such tremendous energy. And she's such a positive energy because she really believes in what she's doing.
Oh, absolutely.
And it has to do with creating a reality and knowing what you want and doing what you believe in.
Yeah, and how to do it.
Yeah.
Tells you, 1, 2, 3, how to do it. And it's so simple. And I liked how she helps you identify what you're putting there to block yourself, you know, and how you do it. And stuff. So
but tell them about that, if you remember.
Well,
it's hard to remember.
To remember. The one that I identified with, I mean, because different people came up, and so they were dealing with their issues. And the one that I really identified with was someone who was wanting her son to be independent, but at the same time not wanting to let him go.
Uh-huh.
And so it was like, and it's so often we do that. I want to be independent, but oh, don't leave me. But don't leave me. And it was like, and it's making that realization that you're doing that and what kind of mixed messages you're sending out to the universe when you do that. And so it's like you've got to get real with yourself. And it's like, what do you really want? And then trust the universe to provide it. If you really want that person to be independent, and it could be yourself you're wanting to be independent, trust that the other will work out for your best. You know, it will all be, because like, oh, don't leave me. Well, just trust that, okay, I want to be independent and I want to make the moves to do that, and then just trust the rest of it to fall into place.
But it is hard to let your children go, but eventually mm-hmm. they do have to go on their own.
Right. You know, and she just has to trust that she's raised him well. I mean, the same with, you have to trust that if it's yourself that you're wanting to let go out of a situation, trust that you know that you've been trained well and you know what to do in the next moment and everything.
Uh-huh. But with children, you've done the best you can do, and then mm-hmm. they do have to
right.
have their independence. Otherwise, they'll be stifled, and they'll mm-hmm. never grow if
right.
they're stuck at home.
Right.
They said, you know, when I had people that come in and ask me about their kids, they said, don't carry your children around on your back. It'll only make you sick.
Right.
And some people were saying, how can I make my children
mm-hmm.
happy and all of this? Of course, we don't want them to go through the things we went through. But that's life, and they're not learning unless
right.
they are. They will make mistakes. Everybody does. We all did.
Mm-hmm.
But we learned something from it. But another thing they said, don't take your children's lessons away from them.
Right. I think sometimes we forget. We look at them as our children. We forget that they're big grown-up souls.
And they
came in that with that lineage. I mean, they came in that order, so they only appear to be a child, but they're not. They're a big grown-up soul with their own plan, their own purpose, their own mission, their own path. And we're just there to guide them.
They're ready to.
Right. When they're ready, they know where they're supposed to go. And if you've raised, you know, you've done your part already in doing that and giving them all of the pieces and parts to use on their journey, you know, that's your role.
But that's why these clients are always saying, I want my children to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want them to have to go through anything bad.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not going to learn unless they do.
Well, not necessarily. We don't know what their plan is.
But their
we
path
don't know.
Is.
I mean, they may have set it up to be everything good. It's not that they only learn if it's bad. It's
no,
just
I didn't
it's
mean
just
it that way.
Whatever happens, they put there. They planned it that way, and they to learn from or to whatever, to experience. It's all the experiences. It's not necessarily, I got to learn this lesson. It's experiences.
Yeah,
you
but
know?
That was so. What they said. Don't take your children's lessons away from them. You can protect them too much.
Yeah.
And then they're not learning anything.
No, you're living their life. Well, what
yeah.
good is that? You're living your life. How can you live two people's lives in this life? I mean, we do that,
but not
in this one, not on this plane.
But another one that came up that she was talking with wasn't sure what she wanted to do in her life and what she wanted to have, what she wanted
mm-hmm.
to create.
Mm-hmm.
And Dee asked her, well, what do you want?
Right, and it took her a long time to.
She said, I don't know. And
what I have found, what I heard from, I can't remember who it was, a motivational speaker or somebody said this one time, if somebody says, I don't know, it means they do know, they just don't want to do what they have to do to get there, okay?
But
so,
when she said, I
remember that.
She said, I don't know, I immediately thought, how are you going to create
mm-hmm,
what you
mm-hmm.
want if you don't know what you want?
But she did know, she was just afraid to admit it.
Uh-huh.
And that's what so many of us, we're afraid that we don't deserve it, afraid we don't qualify, we don't whatever. If you're dreaming it up, it's yours. Claim it. It's okay. We can do anything.
The universe, or what we call they, it's their job to fulfill what you want to have
mm-hmm.
happen. They have to do it. It's their job. But they have to know what you want. Otherwise, if it's vague, you're going to get vague. They said, well, we're not sure if
mm-hmm.
this is what it is or not. And in Dee's book, one of her examples is you go into a hamburger place.
I was just going to say that. A wonderful example I've heard a lot of people saying is a restaurant.
You go into a hamburger place, and you're going to order a hamburger, and they say, well, what kind of hamburger? I don't know.
Yeah.
Just give
what kind do you want to give me?
Yeah,
you know?
So if you get something with pickles and onions and things.
You know, I don't like that. Well.
Be specific.
Yeah. But in a restaurant, you get what you order. And usually we're very specific. We can get really specific in a restaurant. But why don't we do that with our life? You know, but that's how that's all it takes. Be very specific. I want this and this and this, and I want it just this way, and a little on the side, and a little this and that, and it will be served to you just that way or better.
Otherwise, you're going to get whatever the guy behind the counter decides to throw at you.
Exactly. It may be his favorite.
Not mine.
It may not be what yours is. So.
Because that's what they say. If you're going to create your reality, you better know what it is you want. Mm-hmm. And then you can do it better.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to be specific. Because
right.
a lot of people are that way. They're vague. And,
right.
and the universe says, all right, okay. maybe this is what
well,
it is.
Well, like you said, if you're vague, the universe gives you more vague. They
yeah.
give you whatever you're asking for. So if you're asking for vague, they give you more vague.
Yeah, like, mm-hmm. I don't have any idea. And that's what
right.
I kept thinking. How are you going to
yeah.
create what you want
but,
if you don't know?
But the thing
know?
Is you do. And that's what I think. But so many people, and this is you guys out there, and it's me included, we do know. We're just afraid to ask. And that's that fear of success. We always think it's fear of failure. It's fear of success. We're afraid
To succeed,
to be powerful, to be whatever. We're thinking, oh, I can't do that. I can't ask for that. That means I'm special.
Or I've got
We're
ego.
All special. We are all special. We all came in with these abilities and these powers, and we can ask for anything we want, and we can get it.
Well, in my book, they said, one of the main lessons you came into this life to learn is how to manipulate
mm-hmm.
energy.
Right.
Everything is energy.
And that's what this is. This is energy, guys. This is the manipulation of energy, is when you ask
creating.
For what you want and you make it happen. And you create it by working with the universe. It's not by, okay, I'm going to make this. I mean, part of it is, I mean, you have to get out there and do the work, but you'll
yeah.
be in. You'll be inspired to do it. That's your messages that you get, and it will be brought to
mm-hmm.
you. There's a whole lot of different parts that come into work here.
But
you have to start it. You have to
learn
mm-hmm.
how to create. That's the main
right.
thing, and learn you have the power to create.
Absolutely.
So that's one of the main lessons you
mm-hmm.
have to learn in this lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
But Dee was doing such a good job
yeah.
with, she's
mm-hmm.
so funny.
Yes.
And she hits it right on the head
right
exactly
the head.
What it is that you need
right.
to know.
Right.
She does it in simple language
mm-hmm.
and colorful language. And
yeah, colorful, and you laugh at yourself because of how she puts it. You know, you can see yourself in it, and then that's wonderful because then you can, okay, now I know what to do
uh-huh.
when you can see yourself. So,
she's a wonderful speaker. She
mm-hmm.
was our keynote on Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had many, many wonderful speakers in
yes.
between, all
yes.
of our authors.
All of our authors, and they did a fantastic job.
Because
oh.
many of them had never spoken anywhere,
mm-hmm.
and that was the purpose of this conference,
right.
to give them a showcase.
Absolutely.
And they did fine, even
mm-hmm.
the ones that were scared, they
yeah.
did fine.
Yeah, they had wonderful presentations with PowerPoints and music they wrote and poetry they wrote and all kinds of inspired things. It was just wonderful. So
I was very proud of them.
Mm-hmm.
But then on Saturday night, we had Giorgio Tsoukalos. We had him the other night
right.
on our show right before the conference.
Yep.
He is another one that is absolutely fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
The real Indiana Jones. He's gone to all these places. He's traveled everywhere, and he
mm-hmm.
had a marvelous PowerPoint
yes.
presentation,
mm-hmm.
too.
Yes.
Of all, he said one of the things he was telling us, that when he's researching all of this, he likes to go back to the oldest thing he
right.
can find.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have the beginnings of it before it gets embroidered and changed
right.
over generations.
And that was really impressive how he did do that, go back to the beginnings, and you could see how this came
the
from
legends.
This. You know,
yeah.
the legends came, and it's like, oh my gosh, and that means, you know, this is a god to these people, and they've been praying to this god all this time. It's like, what? You know,
it was actually an ET.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
and it's like, so what happens to all those? I guess it's just that's your creating thing again there, because you're putting it out there, you're asking for whatever from that, and because you're doing that, then that creates it in your
mm-hmm.
sphere, because you're putting it out there. So.
But that's part of what he does when he's doing. He was talking about his television show too, The
mm-hmm.
Ancient Aliens,
mm-hmm.
which is now going into the third season,
right.
and he has tons of material.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's going to run out for a long time,
no.
and he's still going to these countries and finding more and more stuff. But he said, rather than take what everybody else has written about, he goes back
yeah.
to find the actual source of the legends
mm-hmm.
and of the pictures. The gods and the goddesses
right.
to get the real information.
I really liked how he started it. It took me a little bit to figure out what he was doing, but he was going ahead so that you would understand what happened before. And it was like projecting us out. And let's say we do this, da 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 da. It's like, you know we're going to do this, or you know this, And so it's like, oh, or if this happened to us. And so then it's like that, and that's all that was back there, you know, that's all that happened. And it made it really easy to understand how, you know, and why, you know, they were deified and stuff like that happened. But it really brought it down to, again, like they bring it down to terms that are very easy to understand. So.
Well, I've heard a lot about the things that happened in the South Pacific during World War II, whenever the soldiers and the airmen went into these islands where they had never seen a white mm-hmm. man before,
right.
and they came in with their planes,
mm-hmm.
and that they ended up being worshipped. And he was right. I've heard of this. And to this day, they have what they call the cargo cult,
mm-hmm.
where they are worshipping a god, and all it is some soldiers and airmen that landed there during World War II.
Right.
But they came from the sky. They came in this huge plane,
mm-hmm.
and they turned them into gods. So
yeah.
we could see how it could happen down through time.
Right, right. Well, and then he was showing how it happened.
With the ETs
right.
and all of that.
You know, here they were. Here's an early picture of them with their hoses and everything. And then the next thing you know, and then here it is. It's a god. You know, and it's like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but there's no disputing it. I mean, it's so... Exact. There's
so
no
clear.
Disputing it, yeah.
And also he's talking about the building of these huge structures,
mm-hmm,
you know, the pyramids.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
like when I've been to Cusco, all those huge rocks and all of the other ones that he yeah. was bringing up and how
mm-hmm.
Some of those, he said, were over 120 tons in one
yeah.
rock. And there
right.
was nothing in our culture
yeah.
today
right.
that even could begin
too.
To lift that.
Yeah, and I was looking at something this morning. A National Geographic thing on YouTube about Stonehenge, and they were saying exactly, you know, we don't know why these people did it, but here they were showing them, they created these ropes, they twined these things, and they pulled these rocks up over logs, and here they did it, and it took them decades to do it. And I'm thinking, do you honestly, really? I mean, because they were even saying, I mean, the Stonehenge rocks, how much they weighed, not even talking about the other stones.
The other ones
know?
In these temples. And
right,
things.
And it's like, you really honestly think that's how it was done? And then all their only thing is, we don't know why they did it.
You
know, not we got the how figured out, and it's like, you really? You know, so.
Well, that was what Georgie was talking about. They say they did it, what, with chicken bones, you know, the statues and the carvings
mm-hmm,
out
yeah,
of granite
mm-hmm,
with
right.
chicken bones and
mm-hmm.
ropes and stuff,
right.
and it doesn't make any sense at
no,
all.
No, not at all. No.
There was one young man that came up when they came to the questions, and he was wanting to know, he can't get his other friends, you know,
oh, yeah,
to
right.
understand this because they
yeah.
don't believe it could have been done by ETs and things.
Right.
And so Giorgio said, okay, then you explain it. How could they lift something that we have no cranes today that
right.
would be possible
mm-hmm.
for it to lift it? How did they do it?
Right. I mean, obviously, it means that they had more advanced equipment. If nothing else, they had more advanced equipment than we have now.
Yeah. Or they do it with levitation or whatever.
But most
with...
people don't even want to believe that.
Or with the...
You know, because that means they had more advanced minds than we have now. And people don't want to believe that. So whatever, you're going to have to say that these people were more advanced than we are now.
Mm-hmm.
And so something you're going to have to admit that you really don't want to. So.
But he had a fantastic presentation. And I know we just scratched the surface.
Right, yeah.
He just mm-hmm. presented part of it, and this is what he's doing in his TV show.
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
he's got a lot more,
mm-hmm.
because I know there was a lot more that I've heard of that
yeah.
he didn't even bring up.
Right.
So it is interesting to see how we, all these things are out there, and
mm-hmm.
we just keep explaining them away as
mm-hmm.
ordinary, and there isn't any way to explain them.
No, there's not, and... I've been noticing, it's like something you have to consciously do, and then I think it's going to start coming in more and more, and this is one of the things, is like that. It's just being aware, and seeing he's looking for all these things, and I think that's what we do in general. We just do it like what's not normal, or there are other explanations for these things, but let's bring that into the now, and if you will just be conscious, you will see there's a lot of things going on around you that we're just not really aware of because we just keep going on in our own lives. But I think that's why all the clocks keep, I mean, I've just been seeing repeating numbers because I'm really becoming conscious of it, more so than I was before. They're everywhere. So it's like, and then what I get is we're around you all the time. We're constantly giving you messages. So it's something as we just get more and more conscious of it, I think we're going to start noticing, oh, they're telling me that's how the veil thins even more. That's when we really start seeing through everything.
Because
we really get conscious about it.
We get emails where people are saying, what is this? I keep seeing 11s and 22s.
Right. Oh, it's everything right
and,
now.
And, you know, we have always known that it was their way of communicating with us, when, especially 11s and 22s. That you always said that's them giving you a hug.
It's giving you a hug, telling you they're there, telling you whatever, we're on the job, you know, it's something. It's just, and if sometimes you just need to know that you're not alone.
Yeah.
It's like giving you a hug. And but let's carry it some more. Let's carry it further. I mean, otherwise, why does it have to be all around you all the time? Because you don't need that reassurance all the time. I mean, unless you do. If you do, fine, that's what it's there for. But okay, we know that. Then why is it still there? It's like there's other messages. Doreen Virtue has different meanings for those things. But that's, I think, for us to carry is like, okay, what are you trying to tell me? Because it's constant. So it's like, to me, they're trying to say there's constantly messages. If you will just be aware and pay attention, the messages are everywhere.
Oh, I just happened to think I forgot to give out the toll-free number in case anybody wants to call in and join us. Anyway, it's 1-888-815-9756. 888-815-9756. But, we're more aware of this because we're so involved with this constantly. But there are other people that think that's weird and strange, but it is becoming
more
common.
Well, we're in a very unique position, and there's probably more people out there than we realize. But most people, this is their sideline. You know, they work their 9-to-5 in a very mainstream place where they're bombarded by all these things, and then they get to go to things or read books or go, you know, do things where they're in this, that they're what they love. After hours or, you know, things like that. We're in it all the time. I mean, this is our world. So we have a little different view than a lot of
we don't find it strange at all because we're in the middle of it all the time.
Mm-hmm. We're the other way, you know, where we're in this most of the time and we're in the mainstream a little bit in the sideline and stuff. So but I think, you know, you just keep putting that out there, and what it does is it starts moving around. You'll start seeing things, but just pay attention. There's stuff around all of the time. They're constantly communicating, and that's what I think that's trying to say, is be
aware. But too many people, though, get caught up in the TV, the computer games, and all of that, where they're not even listening.
Right, right. And I think that's part of the purpose of those things, is to keep you distracted so you won't pay attention to the communication.
Uh-huh.
Pay attention.
Because they are communicating with you
constantly.
All the time.
I mean, exactly, constantly. And that's what I was getting, because it was like, it's around so much more. It's like, what are you trying to say? And that's what I got, is we're constantly communicating. You've got to pay attention.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's like you've got to get in that flow with that communication.
Okay. So. Well, but he was fantastic.
Yes.
And one other speaker we had that we brought him all the way from London was Guy Needler. And his book, I forgot to interview him on the show before.
Well, we'll get him. We'll get him as soon as we get back. We've got to make that our mission.
We were trying to do all the speakers coming up, and there just wasn't enough time for everybody. But Guy Needler's book is called The History of God, and it's a book that explains everything. And it's really tons of information in there. But he goes back to God and how God was created and how God created everything else. And it's metaphysics, but it makes a lot of sense.
And all the levels that you go up through.
And he comes down to how the humans were created and how the structure, how it was many times they tried many different forms and it didn't work until finally they got this one. So his book has a lot of information in it. It's called The History of God, and we will be interviewing him when we get back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then on Sunday, I was the speaker.
Right.
But one thing I did bring out that I've never talked about before, it was the very first time I've done it, and it's going to be going in the convoluted form, is a few years ago, I had a client come to see me, and she had some pictures that she had taken, and she didn't know what to do with them. She wanted to make sure they got into the hands of somebody who would use them and put them to good use. So she said she knew I was supposed to have them. And the people looking at it, you might think it's a UFO, but it's definitely not. And I showed them on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
When she took the pictures, she thought she was taking the picture of like a bright light or bright star, bigger than a star. It was a bright light. And so she began taking a lot of pictures of this, thinking maybe it's a UFO or something like that. But when the pictures were developed, something totally different was there. It was as though it wasn't round. It never was like a round star.
No, it wasn't.
It was as though something there was morphing into all kinds of different shapes. And these were not evident whenever she was looking at
mm-hmm.
it. They were twisting and turning and growing and expanding and sending out shoots. Like it was a living organism, almost, and evolving.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have the pictures in the new book of
right.
this. But when I had the session with her, after she showed me the pictures, I wanted to know, what was this? And they said it was an entity. And it is alive, but it said it's much, much bigger than you think it is, what it looks like. And they said that light is actually much, much further away than you could imagine.
Mm-hmm.
But I said, but when they looked at it, they thought they were seeing a star. They said, that's because you can't see the real form with the naked eye.
Mm-hmm.
It's not possible. But the camera could pick it up. And it was morphing. It had twisting in
right.
all different shapes.
Right.
But they said, actually, it is like some of the things I've been writing about. It is part of the energy that is here to help with the shifting.
Mm-hmm.
And they said it's a very loving energy, and it is surrounding the planet and helping to erase negativity
mm-hmm.
and to raise the consciousness of the planet. But it is like a living entity, a living being.
Yeah.
But it was very hard to understand because, you know, a lot of things I get, they said our minds are just not able to understand.
Well, the
things.
Concepts, we can't understand the concepts.
Yeah.
Not to say we're dumb. We just don't have the concept.
Yeah, there's too much.
To grasp. Uh-huh.
So they've told me that before. It's not the brain. It's the mind doesn't have the concept.
Right.
Well, you can see if the camera picks up something different than your
mm-hmm.
eye does, well, naturally mm-hmm. it's something we can't really understand.
Is it right if I say what Guy Needler said?
Well, the Guy Needler, after it was over with, he came up, and I didn't hear what...
Yeah, he came up to me, and he said what he got when he was watching those, what he heard... them, because he communicates with them as well. He said what he heard them say was the last time this was seen was at the birth of Christ. And it was like, whoa.
Star of Bethlehem.
Right.
Maybe it was something going on then because that was definitely...
I mean, that was a shift of consciousness.
At that time, something mm-hmm. big was happening.
Right.
Trying to think what else they said. They said this energy goes all the way to the core of the earth.
Yeah.
And comes back out.
And really, when you think about that session, I don't know if you put those two times together, okay? In Convoluted 3, you talked...
One of those books.
No, it's actually in Convoluted Book 2.
Okay.
Book 2, where you talked about the woman said that they were going to be beaming the energy into the earth to help stabilize it, and that was going to happen in 2006.
I didn't remember
got,
what year.
2006, and then we got the confirmation from people on the emails talking about how they were, you know, things were being shot. You had that session with that woman, and when she saw that was in 2006.
Yeah, but I
so
didn't.
So I bet there's a correlation there. This could very well be the thing that's doing the beaming the energy or doing the energy into the earth. From what you just now said, you said it's going to the core of the earth. Well, that's what they said. It was going to go to
they
the core of the earth.
They said it would be. Shot down into the core,
mm-hmm.
and then it would come back up
right.
through the ground.
Right.
And that people would feel it, but they wouldn't know what they were feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the same thing they said with this. They said people looking at it are going to feel something.
Mm-hmm.
And you said you felt
yeah,
like...
Yeah, I did. When I looked at those pictures the first time, I could hardly hold them. It was something, I can't even remember, because that was, you know, 5 years ago. That was before I understood the energies the way I understand them now. I just knew it was powerful. And I remember, I think my body was buzzing, and I had a hard time holding the pictures. I remember thinking, I don't know what this is, but it's important. And it was just, it was very hard for me to hold on to them, though.
You felt something in your DNA, even.
It could be. My whole body was buzzing. So it was really, I just knew it was something big. This is big. So.
Well, in the book, when we got that, they said it was going to affect, the energy would affect every living thing, plants, animals, humans, mm-hmm. everything. Mm-hmm. And it was to help stabilize.
Right.
As we're going into all of this, because the Earth was really getting in a bad shape at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And that was what they said during this session. And, you know, people don't have any connection with the mm-hmm. other people I've worked with. They said it was an energy that was being directed down to the core of the Earth, and that it was going to affect the DNA in every living thing.
Okay.
And they said plants, animals, the same.
Yeah, it must be that's the physical of the other. They're the same thing.
Mm-hmm. But so, most of it, we feel
there
it.
There we go. So those of you that have read Convoluted 2 and know what we're talking about, this Convoluted 4 will have the pictures of what it is that she's talking about in Convoluted 2.
We'll probably have to refer back to mm-hmm. that book, too, to see if it's the same thing.
I feel like it is.
But they said it is definitely an energy, and it's very important energy mm-hmm. for our time right now.
Right.
To take away the negativity mm-hmm. so that we can shift into...
Yeah, it's to help us, because how you take away negativity is you, each person, it's like you were saying, they have to get rid of the fear. So in order to do that, we have to become more aware, and we have to be informed. And when you do that, that's shining light on ignorance, you know, things like that, on these things. So when you do that, it discloses them, and you can see them for what they are, and you don't have to go there. Well, that's how you get rid of negativity, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because that is negativity. So eliminate it. There's several ways of doing that, and that's one of them.
We've got a caller, okay. But they did say, I said, people think these things are UFOs, and they said, no, they're not UFOs. These are living beings.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They're helping with our shift.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm.
Okay, somebody there?
Hi.
Hello.
This is Nana. How are you?
Fine.
Hi, Nana.
Hi, yay. I'm just so grateful for you. And Dolores, I just want to tell you that you are very, very much in rhythm with all that's going on. And I appreciate you being open and helping people open up. And I want to say, too, that you're right about the separation. Are you there with me? Hello?
Yeah, we're listening.
Okay. And, I'm just speaking from my soul and my knowledge and being on the planet for a lot of years. And I'm just very in awe, and that you are totally correct, and that as the separation goes on, that the old Earth is the one that's going to turn into a sun. You know, and I know George Kabasilis is saying that, you know, we're going to all turn and, you know, burn up or whatever, but not so. We've been here, we created this, and we're getting ready to share in great joy and happiness, and
mm-hmm.
I'm just eternally grateful.
Right.
That's what my new book is about. I just came off the press just in time for the conference. The Three Waves of Volunteers in the New Earth is all about what's happening right
mm-hmm.
now
mm-hmm.
and the positive energy that's going on.
Right, yeah. Now we're shifting and we're helping the Earth shift, and we're all changing our vibrations. I mean, we're all intertwined, and we're all doing this together. You know, it's not a one-man show at all.
One helps the other.
So.
Okay,
yes,
is that all you wanted to ask?
No, well, it's more about asking but sharing, because I'm watching all over the world politically and financially, and that we are going to be all, no more wars, all that's going to end, all of it's ending as you have spoken, but it's in manifestation, and there's a lot of white warriors. Working
mm-hmm.
and this
transition. We're light workers, we're light warriors, that's a good name for it. And we are helping with all of this. And there's a lot more happening out there than people realize. Mm-hmm. We see more
and then, you know,
we travel so much.
And if politically and financially you want to know, are we winning, then just tune in to Benjamin Fulford in Japan, and he's working on a financial level. There's so many different powerful energies and entities here.
You're probably right. Entities, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Well, Friday.
And, I have some super incredible photographs.
Say that again?
I have some amazing photographs.
Okay.
That show phenomenal actual proof of what's transpiring. And I'm a handicapped old lady, and I took them with my cell phone. And I have many, many buried pictures of spiritual ascended masters and UFOs. Mm. And they're all on my cell phone, but I don't share my yeah,
are you going to do something to record them or get them?
Well, I could send them to one of you because I'm kind of undercover. Because
be
I'm doing a lot of work.
Yeah, that would be
a
fine.
A lot of work.
Yeah.
But don't send your only copy.
Well, they're on our
cell phone. No, it's in my cell phone, so I could just...
Okay, I was thinking you were going to mail them. Don't
one of you...
No, you can't on that kind. But, yeah, you can just send them to our email address, and you can get that off the website. I'm not going to disclose too much here so people won't know where you're sending them to, okay?
Right, but, you know, I kind of think I can do that, but I'm not too sure because I'm just not on the computer like that.
Yeah, well, you can call our office during the day hours, and we can walk you through that.
Okay, or either, like I say, if someone direct, I could send it directly to your cell phone, and then you can do what you want with it.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be fine.
Because we're always
interested
in new information.
Some
right.
of them is
I'd
so phenomenal. This one picture that I would like to share with you is so phenomenal that the sun is actually giving birth to this big, huge, spherical rainbow ball. It's an orb. And
wow.
It's coming right
okay.
out the middle of the sun. And
mm-hmm.
above it is a big, huge light ship.
Uh-huh.
Clear as day, cool. broad daylight, taken out of my backyard.
Uh-huh. Very
so,
cool.
But I would love for you to see this spherical. Big, huge, spherical, you know, it's rainbow, but it's got, it's like spherical, it's circular, but it also has the indentations like ridges in it, and it's rainbow color with gold, and it's coming right out the sun. It's like the sun gave birth to it.
Well,
and
anything you send us, we would never use.
Yeah, I want you to see it right away. I could send it over to your cell phone, like, instantly, but... You know, like I say, I know we're working with, and I don't want everybody to know my cell phone.
Yeah, so you call, you call and leave a message as to what number I can call you back at, and we can do that, okay?
Sure. I'm trying to find out what your name is. I know Dolores.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Julia. Yeah, I know. She doesn't introduce me. I'm Julia. I'm one of her daughters.
And I'm over here laughing. Well, what's your name?
I'm the other voice.
And she runs the office.
I'm the no-name voice.
Well, we've said your name many times.
So,
but you
so
want to give her the office number?
No. Do you have our office number? I can give that to you.
Yes, please.
Okay, 1-800-935-0045.
Okay, and I'll call and ask for Julia, and my name is Nana, so you know.
Okay.
Yes. Very good.
That
very
will be
good.
Great. If you get the machine,
there.
You can leave me your number, and I'll call you back, okay?
And Dolores, I love you, and if I wasn't so poor, I'd come because I was born in Arkansas, right
oh.
in Arkansas.
Well, that was a question I was having. Was these pictures, are they all taken at your home there, or are they in different places?
They're taken in the backyard. Some are taken in Toledo, and some in Detroit.
Okay.
Okay. We are interested, and you don't have to worry about us using anything without your permission. We just want to see them.
Oh, no, you have my total permission, but if I was financially able, because I was born in High Springs, Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well,
right near the crystal.
Forward to seeing them then.
Right near the crystal
thank
mountain.
You very much for calling.
And
thank you, Nana.
Soon, and thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right, bye-bye. But we're going to put that in the new book, and people keep wanting to know new information. That was mm-hmm. the first time I've ever shown them.
Right.
Was at the conference. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, after me was the movie.
Right.
The Three
right.
Magic Words, and Michael Perlin, with the producer, director, and writer mm-hmm. of it, came and showed it. And it was fantastic.
Oh, it was. It was wonderful.
They had a standing mm-hmm. ovation.
Yeah.
It's called Three Magic Words. And he's showing it all over the United States, and he wants to take it all over the world.
Right.
He said if anybody in any city mm-hmm. wants to set up a showing of it, mm-hmm. he will arrange that.
Right, and this is really important to getting the information out there to help everybody awaken. And as we awaken, that raises the vibrations of us and the planet. Everything we do like that, it's not like, oh, look at them. Gosh, they got it. I don't want them to have it. I want to have it. You know, it's like rather than, you know, anything we can do to support someone else's work like that that helps people raise their consciousness and their vibration, that helps all of us and that helps the planet. That helps this whole process happen.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, if anything you can do to help promote that out there. We're going to have a link on our site that where you can just directly download it.
Yeah, we're starting to work with Michael
right.
on
mm-hmm.
that.
Yeah.
But he did such a beautiful job, and he said he worked on this for 4 years to put this all together, this movie. It's an hour-long movie. No support. Nobody gave him any mm-hmm. money. His family didn't believe in him. It's like with most of us. We're out there all by ourselves, everybody thinking we're crazy. And doing a wonderful job. And so I told him, now your dream has become a reality.
Well, I mean, this is why he was here. It's a dream, but it was also his mission. You know, he's out there, he's got the legs on it now. First he was the creator. He's creating it for this purpose. And now he's the legs, and he's got to run it around. And I mean, look, that's a huge mission. I mean, that's what we all are doing, really.
Yeah.
We all have this mission of raising the consciousness and helping people wake up. So that's what he's doing.
Because it was back in April is when I was at the Hollywood premiere, which was a sellout in that theater, mm-hmm. over 400 people. And then he showed it in San Francisco. I think he's working in Texas now to show
right,
it down there.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to be showing it everywhere. And we're even talking about having him come with me to Australia
right.
to show it at an expo
right.
there.
Mm-hmm.
But if anybody out there wants to show it for mm-hmm. a group.
Right.
Let's
do what we can to support this. And it's, you know, it's supporting the raising of the consciousness.
It is a beautiful movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about, not going to give away what the three magic words are, because you have to see it. It's told at the end
mm-hmm.
of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so spiritual, mm-hmm. and it appeals to every religion there is, every race there is.
Right.
There is no division between anyone.
Right.
And it's a very good movie of unifying everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he has really accomplished a great deal. And if you remember when What the Bleep came out, the man who did that didn't have any distributor. He went on his own and just showed it in mm-hmm. different theaters and became such a success that a distributor finally picked it up.
Right.
And The Secret, I think, was the same thing.
Right.
So he's hoping to do the same thing with this movie,
right.
show it enough places to get the interest.
Yeah, and I was just now thinking, and when I like those different ones, see, they came along when they were time to raise the consciousness. See, it's like each of these are different levels of information,
mm-hmm.
and it's to raise people like another octave.
Yeah,
you know, and then this is this one's time. So let's, you know, whatever we can do.
Mm-hmm. Because
to
What the Bleep,
it.
You know, What the Bleep, they weren't nobody interested in any metaphysical
mm-hmm.
things at all. And after that, we began to see a lot of metaphysical TV shows.
Right.
So it was time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And now it's time to go another mm-hmm. jump. And
yeah.
we're going to help him all we can to set up things.
Right.
He also wants to have it translated into as many languages as possible. He's already got some, he
right.
said.
Yeah, Arabic is one of them.
Yeah,
right.
Arabic.
Really impressive.
That they would be interested.
Mm-hmm.
And there were several other languages.
Right.
So we're going to see if we can work something out with Russia because we have a lot of contacts over there. But he's not interested in the money so much. He just wants people to see
mm-hmm.
this
right.
because it will help raise the consciousness of the world.
Right, absolutely.
So we're going to be working with him, or we're going to put a link So people will be able to download it.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing he's doing on his site. So you're going to see a lot more of all of this, our connection with him in the movie. It's called Three Magic Words. And if you want to check out his website, it's called Three Magic Words Movie. And so anyway, we're all involved. This is very interesting. This is a very exciting time we're living right now.
Very much so.
Very much. So one other thing I want to bring up before we get too late, it shows how we are. Things are changing and we're all growing. I had a client a week or so ago before we had the conference who was a nurse working in a hospital in Minneapolis. And she says they've got a program in that hospital where they have 50 people involved. They're not all nurses, but they are 50 practitioners
mm-hmm.
of every phase of alternative healing
Wonderful.
And natural
mm-hmm.
medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And they are allowed to practice alongside mm-hmm. the doctors in this hospital.
That's wonderful. It has to happen at some point. I mean, they have to acknowledge.
Well, this one they said they're doing, and there's about 50 of them. And they can spend, it's up to the patient if they want this, but the doctors are open to it. And she said, like, they have one who is acupuncture.
Mm-hmm.
Other ones are homeopathy. Many of them are Reiki workers working mm-hmm. with energy. Mm-hmm. Every form of healing modality you can think of. And they work alongside the doctors, and if the patient wants it, they can spend as long as an hour with each patient using the alternative.
So you wouldn't be able to go in there. You wouldn't be able to do yours because yours takes longer than an hour.
Well, who knows? We don't know what would happen. But it is happening. And she said her next step is to teach all of the nurses in the hospital about aromatherapy.
Mm-hmm.
And you wouldn't think that. But, you know, that can be even in creams, lotions.
Yeah.
And doesn't have to be burning candles, as we
right.
think of.
Right. No, let's just make it, because you know some smells just bring that other part out of you, and
mm-hmm.
some smells heal, some smells hurt, some smells, you know, mm-hmm. it's like, some smells remind you of sickness, and that's usually the hospital.
The hospital smells.
Right.
But I remember back when Barbara Brennan wrote the book Healing Hands,
mm-hmm.
they all thought she was, you know, she was
right.
crazy. We were all before our time. But a lot of the nurses took her courses, and they were doing it
mm-hmm.
in the hospitals
mm-hmm.
without the doctors or
mm-hmm.
the patients even knowing what they were
yeah.
doing.
Yeah, when I was in home health, I would do things. I did, you know, I learned energy work, and I had the beginning things of it. Well, actually, what I knew was before I actually took a course in it. So I may have been from doing her class. I don't know. I mean, I didn't do her class. I read her book.
Yeah.
And I remember some basic things, and I remember doing that. And it's real easy to incorporate without any, nobody knows.
That's what they said. Nurses touch the patient
anyway.
We touch
them all the time. So.
And mm-hmm. I know they love to have massages
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
to you work with their
right.
body.
Right.
So it's very easy for them to use the healing energy even
mm-hmm.
without the patient knowing.
Right.
That was how a lot of the nurses were using the healing hands technique of Barbara
mm-hmm.
Brennan. But this is going further because the doctors know,
right.
they approve.
And before anybody comes in and says, hey, you're not allowed to do things without the person's approval, their approval is given or not given on the subconscious level.
Yeah.
So if they do not want what you're giving, they won't receive it.
They won't get any benefit.
Exactly.
From
you can do it. So you're not doing anything to anybody. It's
no.
there, and they receive it if they choose. On the other level, they know very well what you're doing.
And it's done out of love. It's done
Absolutely.
Out of compassion.
Mm-hmm.
But in this case, the doctors and the patients know, and they do agree to it
yeah.
if they want to do
yeah.
it. And so she said this is really making a big difference. And, yeah, the aromatherapy makes sense.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you think about some smells and what they do and then the memories they bring and things like that. And some smells just take you to another place.
Uh-huh.
So. That's
and the
fine.
Doctors find no problems with it. And I was surprised even acupuncture is being
mm-hmm.
accepted in
mm-hmm.
that hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And she feels so confident about this. She said, this is not the only hospital in the United
mm-hmm.
States that's doing this.
Probably not.
There's many
yeah.
other hospitals
that
are doing
it. That's wonderful. I hope that's the case because that's wonderful.
And she said,
mm-hmm.
we just don't know about it.
Yeah.
And she's planning on taking this program to other hospitals
mm-hmm.
and introducing it there and training
Wonderful.
Practitioners and the nurses
yeah.
there. So she's going to be spreading it.
Yeah.
And I know she's not the only one. There must be more.
Yeah.
But I really praise that hospital in Minneapolis for allowing this to happen.
Absolutely. They've got a very progressive administration team.
Yeah, groundbreakers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That there are more out there than you think who are open to the alternative.
Right.
And the herbal.
Apparently.
And all of
that. But see, that's the shift. That's the shifting. People say, I don't see anything. It's stuff like that that shows you
it
things
is,
are shifting.
It is
yeah.
happening.
Uh-huh.
And when we were in Russia the first time, they said, the doctors in Russia, it's not required, but it is recommended that they take alternative healing courses alongside the regular medical courses.
Right.
So they're trained in both
right.
if they want to.
Right.
So there's a lot more going on out there, guys, than you think there is. And mm-hmm. we're kind of in the middle of all of it.
Right. As I said, we live it. This is our world. So we are kind of in the stream. Now, on that, though, that person's in the stream, and they know. So that's wonderful that that,
the feedback,
that is happening. Yeah.
Feedback mm-hmm. comes back to us.
Right.
Okay, before we sign off, we want to tell you where we're going to be. We're starting on a nationwide lecture tour, and we're going to leave on Monday. So it's just
yeah.
a few days away.
Yeah. On Monday, and on Tuesday, the 21st, we're going to be in Front Royal, Virginia.
Yeah, for a lecture.
Yeah, you'll be doing a three-hour, your talk with a group regression at the end, so that's always fun. So that one, then on the 22nd.
And we're hoping people in Washington, D.C. may be interested in coming out. It's
right.
very close to Washington.
Right, yeah. And then on Wednesday, the 22nd, we'll be in Boston, but the talk is not actually in Boston.
It's in Nassau, New Hampshire,
yes.
isn't it?
Yeah, I believe so. That's where it was last year, and I think it's going to be similar.
Just
anyway, it's on our website exactly where it is.
It's just north of Boston,
mm-hmm.
up at the New Hampshire border.
Yeah. And that one, Dee will be joining you. So it'll be
yes.
you and Dee, so that'll be really exciting. And
the two of us, you can
right.
imagine those kind of energy together.
Exactly. Then the 24th through the 26th will be, actually, no, that's not right.
I think it's the 23rd.
23rd through the 25th is your level one class, teaching your technique, okay? And then we go on the 27th, we're going to leave, okay, so the 28th will be in Sudbury, Canada. Actually, yeah. that's on the... Gee, I wish I would have brought the actual calendar here.
Well, we're roughly giving them the date.
Right, you can look on the website. But, okay, the week of the 27th, we'll be in Sudbury, Canada, doing a talk and the class there as well.
And we get lots of emails. People keep saying, when are you coming to Canada?
Mm-hmm.
So I've been to Montreal, so it's in that general area.
Right.
Or Toronto, Montreal. Anybody in that area
right.
who wants to come to the lecture or the mm-hmm. class, it's going to be in Sudbury.
Right. Another time, we will get to the other part of Canada, but this is just how this worked out this time. Then the following week, we'll be going to Portland, Oregon. So we'll be doing a lecture. You'll be doing a lecture with Dee again.
Yes, she'll join me again.
On the Wednesday, the 6th. And then doing a class again on the 8th through the 10th.
Uh-huh. This is all my technique. I'm training people all over the world to do what I do.
Right. Then we go from there. We go to Palm Springs, California. The same thing. I mean, I think these lectures are each on Wednesday night, and then okay, in Palm Springs, you'll be doing the lecture there with Lindsay Wagner.
Yeah, she's going to join.
That's Lindsay's hometown. That's where she lives. So she's going to be doing her oneness Diksha. She'll be doing a talk beforehand, and then she'll do her Diksha blessing at
okay.
the end, her oneness blessing. So that will be a real treat.
So Dee said, you don't need me there. Lindsay's
right.
going to do
mm-hmm.
that one.
Right, and then you'll be doing your class again on that weekend, the 15th through
in
the
Palm 16th. Springs, California.
Mm-hmm. Right, and then we go to Sedona after that. So we're going to be in some really powerful places again. So there you'll be doing your talk on the 20th with Dee again. So there
uh-huh.
you've got... And then the class will be the 22nd to the 24th. If any of those come up in areas that are close to you, check us out and, you know, come on down. So
the next live broadcast here mm-hmm. will be on the 29th.
Right, of July.
July,
mm-hmm.
because everything up to that will be reruns out of the archive.
Right.
But
right.
just know we're traveling, and if we're in a place near you, we would love to have you come.
Yeah, come and say hi.
And you will really like Dee Wallace.
Oh, she is fantastic. You've got to come and meet her. She's a real person. She's very approachable. She's wonderful. She's just a wonderful, wonderful person. So come and say hi.
And she's still on TV and all these shows, mm-hmm, too. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I think we're coming to the end now. We're going to have to leave. But we wanted to bring you up to date on everything that's been going on.
Right.
And then we're going to head out again.
Yep. Yep, that's us.
On the road.
Can't sit still.
She calls us the little ever-ready bunnies. We're always going somewhere.
Yep.
And contacting a lot
of people. I'm seeing an ever-ready bunny with little centipede legs. It's always on the move.
Okay. So anyway, thanks for listening tonight. I hope we were able to give you some new information. And we'll join you again live on the 29th, and every show in between will be archived. So no, they're not real
right,
live ones.
Right.
Okay. So thanks for listening tonight, everyone.
And I'm told to be conscious of what you're manifesting. So carry that one with you.
Okay. All right. Good night, everyone.
Good night.